This is Legend Gilchrist, and this is The Legendary Life. Today I'm going to talk about nurturing a relationship. And I'm going to compare it to planting seeds and growing crops. Now, I've never done that. I think when I was a kid, you know, I got a packet of seeds. Maybe they were sunflowers. I don't recall what they were. I remember going with my father and getting this, and it kind of looked like a paper packet of seeds, and it had a little picture, like hand-drawn almost, practically, not really, but of marigolds or daisies or sunflowers or whatever it was. And then you took that little packet and you got some soil and a little pot, and you put the soil in the pot and put the seed in the pot, and you watered it every day and hoped it would come up, and eventually, you know, this little green thing would come out of the soil, and a little leaf, a couple leaves, and eventually a flower, you know. You had to take care of it the whole time. It had to be good soil that you put down, not sand or tar or clay or wax or bullshit, you know. It had to have good soil and a decent seed. But the seed was that I bought was decent seeds, and they had to put water on it. And some plants require fertilizer, as you're probably aware. And you got to take care of it. You got to make sure it's not too hot, not too cold, depending on what the type of a thing that you're growing. And then when you do these things, the little green, little sprout comes out with a couple of leaves eventually, and the leaves unfold, and it grows, and eventually it's a flower, a beautiful flower. You know, the same thing is true with relationships. When you just start them, like I just started a relationship, I've been in it for a couple weeks. She's my girlfriend now. Gina, beautiful Gina. When you just start a relationship, the start is just like that, planting the seed in the soil. But you got to make sure that soil is good. And what is the soil? Well, the soil is you. And before you get in a relationship, you got to make sure that you are good, that you, the soil, are good, that you've taken the impurities out of it. The garbage, I hate to use the word drama, because some people say, well, I don't like drama. Well, you know what? Everybody has drama in your life. If you don't think you have drama, you don't have drama in your life, you're fooling yourself. But you got to take the bad stuff. Let's just say the bad drama, for the sake of argument, out of your life. The rocks that get in the way, the clay, the garbage, the bullshit that's not good for you. The hurts, you have to deal with your hurts. And for some people, this means going to therapy. Some people just means talking to a friend, talking out with a friend, which is kind of a therapy. But you gotta get this garbage out of your soil. Your soil needs to be as pure as possible, because you want that seed to grow up in the seed is your relationship, to grow up in a good environment. And again, the environment is the soil, and the soil is you. And so you want to be as pure as possible, so to speak. Not like in a holy or righteous way, but in a good way. You want to be the good man, the good woman for your partner. And then once you got that relationship, you got it in that good soil, you got to water it. You got to make sure it's taken care of. You got to communicate. You got to conflict resolve. Sometimes you got to compromise. My relationship, there's a lot of compromise, and I take it upon myself to try to be the one that is the one compromising, because I want to make the other person happy. And that's the point of watering. We want to make the other person happy. Happy other person, happy you. Happy partner, happy you. And I'm not going to use that happy wife thing, because that's just, you know, I'm not going to say it. So, relationships are like a seed planted in soil. And once you water it, you've got a good soil first, you've got to water it, take care of it, the relationship will grow. Now, if you don't, the other's true. If you have bad soil, if you yourself haven't dealt with issues in your life and you are not right for a relationship, you're not ready for a relationship, I guarantee that relationship will fail. Unless the other person is so amazing that they deal with that bullshit. The chances are nobody is ready for a relationship with a person who's not ready for a relationship. That's my opinion. So be ready for your relationship. That's the soil. Water your relationship. Communicate. Love on that person. Conflict resolve when you get in an argument. Compromise when you get in an argument or when it's necessary. Don't be so headstrong and always determined that you want your own way. Just let go of that shit. And be right. Be right. And water, nurture, all that good stuff. And watch to see if your relationships don't prosper. As a side note, read a book on having a good relationship, or listen to an audiobook, or listen to some relational show that talks about how to become a better partner. This is Legend Gilchrist with The Legendary Life. I hope you learned something today. Fly low and avoid the radar.